So they're going to do a yell practice today. Is that right?
Yes. Actually, two today.
Yeah. Let's harken back to 19... You know what I'm going to do, right? 1943, in that movie about A&M. Let's see if we can find Bill Stone. Yeah. Dang, I was hoping I had his audio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern speaking from Kyle
Field. I can hear it.
I can hear it, too.
Okay, here it is.
Station in Texas. Mr. and Mrs. America, here is the Agricultural and Mechanical College of Texas, an institution that not only breeds great fighting men, but men who are building a country well worth fighting for. This is the campus from which came General George F. Moore, an Aggie who was in command of Corregidor's Coast Artillery during its heroic resistance against the armed might of Japan. When General Jimmy Doolittle bombed Tokyo.
I mean, that's from the movie itself. That's
awesome.
Yeah, what movie?
It's called We've Never Been Licked. You've never seen it, have you?
No, I have not.
That's a must watch.
Yeah. Well, and I
someday.
I think the Association of Former Students owns it now. They used to run it on KAMU, you know, on a semi-regular basis. And
they used to make the freshmen watch it, didn't they?
Yeah, oh sure. Yeah, absolutely. And the reason I mentioned that is because the yell practice used to be held on the steps of the YMCA.
It still is. After a home game victory,
yeah,
they go to the steps and
but I'm
have
saying
yell
that
practice.
Used to be, I believe that's the only place they had it.
The very first yell practice was at the YMCA.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how many students at Texas A&M prior to 2 weeks ago even knew where the YMCA building was.
Well, it's been shut down for a long time. Well, they had some flooding problems.
Sure. Well, it used to be that, you know, every student basically had to go into the YMCA building, which is right there, or the Koch building, which is right across the street, because that's where you'd go pay your fees. And things
oh,
like
really?
That. Yeah.
Aww.
So, yeah. So obviously you had to show up there someplace, but yeah, a lot of the student organizations were housed in the YMCA building. I mean, that's what it was. But obviously the campus was much, much smaller then. You know, the end of the world was Welborn Road. There was nothing over there except farms and labs and the vet school. There was no West Campus, so to speak. So everything was right there and you could walk around to it. But yeah, the YMCA building used to be really, really important. So that's kind of neat that they're rededicating it. And yeah, it's one of the few buildings that really had a basement that was used. And, you know, we were talking earlier, when you have heavy rains, guess where the water goes? In the basement. And that's, you know, I think the damage that, I remember seeing some pictures when that happened. But that's kind of neat that they're going to do the stuff over there.
Yeah, well, it's at 3 o'clock if you want to go. And then the other one at Kyle Field will be at 6 o'clock. And, you know, usually the football team obviously can't make it to a midnight yell, but because it's at 6 o'clock, the football team will be there and coach is going to talk, so it should be pretty exciting.
I love in Aggieland, we do a midnight yell at 6.
Yeah.
That's
now,
cool.
Now, yesterday, Kevin Sumlin was on one of our other shows. He was on a national sports show, the Jim Rome Show, and they were discussing the video that has gone semi-viral, certainly amongst Aggie Nation, that took place after the come from behind win in Mississippi, where...
Oh, he was mad about that.
Yeah,
oh,
and he was. But it was 12th Man TV that put it out there.
Yep.
And it showed him, you know, pretty much leading the celebration. And yesterday he justified on the national radio show the fact that you like to have things in the locker room stay in the locker room because you don't want that to be bulletin board material. But you got to see him in an unguarded moment, and you got to see the team in an unguarded moment being able to celebrate. And he talked about, and for all the people who suffered through A&M football last year, where you had double-digit leads and in the second half lost the ball game, to be able to come back and win one. I mean, again, these are young guys, and you emotion means a lot.
Absolutely.
And for them to come back and reverse that trend that had happened the year before, again, I understand an unguarded moment, but it was kind of neat to see. I kind of enjoyed it.
Well, I remember thinking, wow, I can't believe they posted that, because I used audio from it that morning for the sportscast.
Right,
because
right.
I thought that it was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're talking about you can't believe they put what happened? I haven't seen
he
it.
He just bounces around and is very excited. But most
what's
of
wrong
the,
with that? If he's
nothing.
Not like crying or something.
Coaches are reserved. They don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. But you see, and that it is. It's interesting to allow people into there, and there you see it on I think CBS, and we'll see if we see it on the CBS game this week, where they go into the locker room and you hear the last moments of the speech that a coach will give to
right.
his team before they go out. It's a guarded moment that if you haven't been in athletics, you don't get to see that very often. But
I was in athletics.
Yeah, I understand, but
just lost every single game of our whole season.
How'd that go for you?
I never played volleyball again.
Tough to get motivated. Tough to get motivated. Yeah, I understand. So, close call for a guy in Madison, Wisconsin. Somebody called police to say that there was a man pointing a gub out the window at passing motorists. Police arrived and subdued the 70-year-old. But then they 70? Realized, yeah. Well, then they realized the gub that he was pointing was actually a radar gub. Turns out that he was just trying to see what the speed was and hoping people saw that up there and would slow down. He said he was radaring people. It's not illegal for somebody to aim a radar gun at traffic, and the man was allowed to keep it and apologize for his little stunt. But I understand.
That's awesome.
Sure. I mean, at least he wasn't standing down at street level doing that. He could have been doing that as well, and then people would have really freaked out about that.
Hey, can we do politics again for just 1 second?
We got politics again? Sure.
Well, sort of. In Ohio, which was very contested, if you'll remember, Tuesday night, an armed robber went into a convenience store in Warren, Ohio, and demanded the money. And then he demanded something else at gunpoint.
What?
He said, "Did you vote?"
Did you vote?
Yes.
Wow. He said to the clerk?
He was then extremely unhappy when the clerk said, "I can't vote."
The police
report suggests that the clerk is not a citizen yet. Is in the process of becoming a citizen.
Oh, very nice.
But
very
is not
nice.
A citizen yet.
Oh, okay.
So the robber yelled at the clerk, "Vote Obama." And then I can't give you the rest of
the
story.
Wow. Now, what do you say about that? Mankind.
Interesting.
The robber is saying, "Vote Obama."
Once again, well, look, if every opportunity, right? Get out there and every opportunity you can to get out there for your candidate.
I didn't realize that was the get out the vote campaign
they were doing. Hey, ratings came in, by the way, for election night. Daily Variety reports NBC was the network most people watched for the return.
Really?
12.6 million people. ABC at 11.1 million. CBS with 8.4 million. Fox with 5 million. And then over there on cable, CNN, the big winner, with 8.8 million.
More people watch CNN than Fox.
What it says here.
Where did WTAW rank?
That's Fox, not Fox News.
Oh, okay.
Fox News Channel at 8.7.
Okay.
And so the election was apparently called at about 10:15. But, gosh, I would have thought Fox News would be a little higher
than that.
But apparently not. So NBC with 12.6 million. I couldn't even tell you who anchored. I guess that's Brian Williams would have anchored
that. Yeah, I believe that is correct.
I guess, is Tom Brokaw still alive?
He's still doing he's still alive, but no, I don't think he's doing that anymore.
All right. Hello?
A criminal insisting that you vote for, or that people vote for Obama? I'm shocked.
Yeah, now quit that. Well, would it
I'm with you. I agree with you, caller.
Okay. All right. Well, could have been yelling, "Vote for Romney," as he runs out. Hey, reason number
the
seven.
The fact is he didn't.
Yeah, that's true. All right, speaking of robbery, never rob a Chinese restaurant.
I saw this morning. This is great.
Police in Orlando, Florida say three masked men entered the New China Eatery and demanded three employees hand over the money from the cash register. Well, unfortunately, the employees didn't speak English, so they didn't know what the crooks were saying.
How do you translate that to Cantonese?
Yeah, well, my thought is, I mean, if they've got a gub, pretty much know what they're not there for the egg rolls.
No, that's true.
Two of the masked men pounded on the register in an attempt to open it, accidentally firing the gun in the process.
Oh, good Lord.
So these mozons decided to leave, left with no cash. Nobody was hurt. And so I guess that's probably the best deterrent right there. If you can't speak the language, then you can't get held up, at least in Orlando.
We Texans love.